This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
More terror in the skies thanks to some twisters. Luckily, only one person, although one life is too much, killed, especially in a town in Indiana where I cannot even believe the footage that they got as a result of being close enough to see what was happening there. We'll dive into the weather, the heat, and some of the flooding and problems others are feeling across the nation, plus the impact of Putin almost getting booted. Was there an overthrow? What happened in this rebellion? Some of the details on that as well. The importance of ion batteries. Ion batteries. Think about it and what they mean to your life. Think about batteries in general. I have a drawer full of batteries. It seems like every time I turn around, I need one. I'll explain. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us on this show. So Putin addresses Russia and lets everybody know that things are just fine. Thank you very much. But there was a rebellion and a shakeup that had the world watching, holding its breath as to what was going to happen there. Is he losing his grip on the country and his power? Rebels certainly are now on the run, but they were on the run toward Moscow, and something turned. I think they thought there was going to be more motion and more people joining in. So the head of the Wagner mercenary group abandoned his armed revolt and turned back his forces, marching on the Russian capital. But all the reports were coming out that this is a huge group. This is a possibility, because you think of Putin's troops that are stretched thin in what is now the reality of the Ukrainian counteroffensive. And he praised the rank-and-file mercenaries, as he called them, for not letting the situation descend into major bloodshed. And he said the nation has stood united, even though there was some signs of support for the uprising. So Putin, on Monday, in his address, blasted organizers of the weekend revolt, which was probably the biggest, gravest threat yet to, I'm going to call it, his throne, his power, as those that were trying to have that happen in the Wagner group really played into the hands of Ukraine's government. And there was, like I said, so many people pulled into this thinking, wow, do you hear what's happening? That was being talked about across this country throughout the entire weekend when it was going on. But in the end, there wasn't enough for the uprising. That's the bottom line. So anybody who would have jumped in, they didn't join the fray. There was not enough push. Now, in the West, there hasn't been a lot of comments from heads of state on the mutiny. President Joe Biden said Monday that the U.S. and NATO weren't involved. He's speaking at the White House and said he was cautious, said that, about speaking publicly because he wanted to give Putin no excuse to blame this on the West and blame it on NATO. He said it over and over again. We made clear that we were not involved. We had nothing to do with it. This was a private military company, again, the Wagner Group, and a statement was released from the head of that group saying, we started our march because of an injustice. But there were no details on what the real plan was. And ultimately, the group didn't make it to where it was headed. There was a, you know, it erupted kind of into this mutiny when mercenaries left Ukraine to seize a military headquarters in a southern Russian city and they were unopposed for hundreds and hundreds of miles toward Moscow. But then they turned around after less than 24 hours on Saturday. So now the Wagner Group is moving to Belarus and getting amnesty. So the whereabouts of many of them, unknown at this point, but that apparently was the deal that was brokered. So the Mute News brief, there was some blood, by the way, that was shed. Several military helicopters and a communications plane blown up by those forces. At least 15 were killed. But beyond that, the threat to Putin just did not surface the way I think they had hoped it would. I'm going to say that was the intended target, to do the overthrow, to be able to do that and marching unopposed. But that threat is over. So probably it would have been interesting to hear what it was like in some of the cities in Ukraine and what they were hearing about this push and what they were hearing about Russian troops, because their morale is so low. But it's, for now, it's over, and Putin is saying, you know, there's nothing different here. And he is still in power. He is still the face behind the Kremlin. I mean, if you are paying attention, which I know you are, we have now seen this war go through almost a year and a half. We're coming up on that mark now. And who knew in the beginning of this, and maybe some did, that it would end up going on and on and on and on and on. And there have been some real highs, I think, for Ukraine and some possibilities where it was a, ooh, could we? Can this happen? But still in the same situation of battering back, fighting back, trying to figure out how to protect cities in Ukraine. That's what Zelensky is concerned with. And then, of course, ending this and keeping Ukraine as is and not folding into to Russia. But that was what happened a year and a half ago, when there was the initial invasion, and to watch the different points of possible knockouts to Putin and his power. But this was the biggest threat. This was the biggest threat, I think, of all of them that have been thrown the Kremlin's way. And like I mentioned, it was one of the big stories, and it petered out. It petered out is the best way to put that. All right, the weather was on your mind, and of course it was, because some of you are sweltering. We're still, there's some triple digits, although it's come back down a little bit. And then others were dealing with insane weather that for a time period really gunked with a couple of flights, thousands of flights to be exact. In Indiana, the tornado that was all over social media, incredible what you could see that was wrapped up into the funnel of this tornado, and people dealing with hail and 70-mile-an-hour winds and some homes being ripped up and power being knocked out. More deets on that, plus gator bait. What's that about?
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Like you're listening to the Weather Channel. And now, what horrible event is going to happen as a result of the weather? Well, sadly, tornadoes are quite scary and do massive damage. Human life is what we care about the most, but then what happens to property and what happens to the surrounding areas and neighborhoods is just devastating. So you had some severe weather ultimately that killed three people, because now that number has jumped up. Damaged homes, knocked out power in multiple states. The communities in Indiana, it just whoever had the view that they had and what they posted on social media is some of the most incredible video that I have ever seen of a tornado. It's just unbelievable what you can see coming at the debris. The debris you can see coming out of the funnel cloud, and the debris was just lifted into the air by the tornado, of course, and this was near Greenwood, and two people died, more than 400,000 homes across areas from North Carolina to Philadelphia, so not just there, were without power as a result of this same system, and you get falling trees, and that's what happened in Atlanta. A 55-year-old man died because he was hit by a falling tree during that severe storm on Sunday night, and power was out to many of you listening in Arkansas, Tennessee as well, Kentucky, and you had 90 million people that were under the threat of severe weather on Monday and got some of that weather, rounds of thunderstorms later in the day. from Baltimore and D.C. and Raleigh, North Carolina, really enhanced there, Charlotte, Columbia, South Carolina, Boston. So it's really spread in that in mostly that area. But you had Oklahoma, Mississippi, Texas, and into New Mexico that also had some severe thunderstorms. And, of course, the wind being the main culprit, the thing that was the worst, where at times you got 70-mile-an-hour winds. And you got to think about this. When you look at the heat, Arizona and Texas, you have these high air temperatures in the deserts and West Texas and lower air temperatures but higher humidity. And then what happens? That contributes to a couple of things, and including heat-related illnesses, where you've got temperatures above 110 degrees and then the humidity making it feel worse up to 120 degrees. I think a very sad story that came out on Friday, that extreme heat in Texas contributed to a couple of deaths, including a 14-year-old boy at Big Bend National Park. So, you know, some people go out and do what they would normally do, or maybe they're on a hike and feel like they're hydrated enough. But what these temperatures can do to people in those situations, it's I think, catches a lot of people off guard because of the fact of the what it feels like, right, of how bad that is. By the way, in the damages, you know, I talked about Greenwood, but there were other homes, other developments, like 75 homes near Indianapolis that were damaged by that cell as well, where you had homes collapsing and just lots and lots of damage, just different levels of damages, including an apartment complex that was under construction. And there it's a miracle that there weren't any serious injuries. Boy, tornadoes are just the worst. I think they're just the worst. You look at the photos, you look at the videos, and you know for sure this is incredible, this tornado. And you realize how many people should consider themselves lucky if they were near that tornado. You know, when you see in places in these smaller airports where the planes are just flipped over like they're paper clips. That's just another indication of how awful it is. All right, you think of batteries, right? Maybe you don't think of batteries. I do, like I said, I have so many. And maybe it's because of moving, moving last year or then packing up, you know, realizing I had these batteries in this box. You do that, right? Where you have your nails, and you have your things that you picture frames and different things that you collect, and you don't realize you have them, so now you have an abundance of them. Well, I have an abundance of batteries. And sure enough, I was looking at this the other day. You think of the lithium-ion battery and some of the things now when you go to the airport and they ask, do you have batteries? And you get that question when you're mailing something now because they have these 10 times longer life than lead acid batteries, and they have more energy in the physical space that they occupy. But if they're mishandled, they can be kind of dangerous. They physically catch fire. We found that out in the last couple of decades. Well, the inventor known for developing this battery, who is a Nobel laureate, died at the age of 100. Yeah, inventor and oldest winner of a Nobel Prize. And his story is just fascinating. You know, how do you come up with this battery? And sure enough, he was a guy who considered different things. He went in the army in 1942 as a meteorologist. Then he was in the middle of duty, called up to duty in 1943. He gets out of the war. He goes to school at the University of Chicago. He studies physics. And what happens? What does he start looking at? What does he ultimately years later, he creates the first rechargeable lithium-ion battery. And this was in 1978, somewhere in that neighborhood. And then created the version that we know, not the initial one, he created that, but the versions that we have now that are widely used. I mean, in countless electronic devices. You know, electric cars, even. Your, I was thinking about this today, your remotes, your television remotes. So he had others that were that helped in the creation of this, and they were all awarded the Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 2019. I love what he said in his biography for the Nobel Prize. In the end, I've had an extraordinary journey, but it is the many colleagues who have worked with me over the years that I wish to thank for making it extraordinary. They are the ones who performed the experiments, and each of them kept an open dialogue with the aim to teach me as I tried to teach them. I thought, wow, isn't that, that's so fitting. He was heaping the praise on the other people around him and talking about, you know, this was a guy who was also a professor at the University of Texas, and he was a public servant guy. He was a mentor to so many. He was like a humble inventor and had a sense of humor, and told all the students that his door was always open for any kind of conversation or anything they needed, any kind of suggestions for things that they were working on. So that is a life well lived, I would say, 100 years old. And look at the beginnings of what he thought he might do, and then what ultimately happened. And he was a tinkerer, and what that led to, because that is a very significant invention that still has massive impacts on our lives today and how they've morphed from when they were first created. But even the versions that he and his partners created are the ones that are in use, which is pretty incredible if you you know, if you think about it. Coming up next, a couple of really amazing conversations. Tom Wakechild will join us, and boy, what happened to him as a child and what he went through and what he passes on to you through his book is pretty incredible. His story certainly is. That's next.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The short-lived mercenary rebellion in Russia has uncertain implications, according to State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
It is a new thing to see Yevgeny Prigozhin directly questioning the rationale for this war and calling out that the war has been conducted essentially based on a lie.
The leader of the Wagner Group initiated the armed uprising, initially directing his forces to march toward Moscow from Ukraine's front lines, but later ordered them to abandon that march. Amazon's telehealth rollout facing potential delays due to congressional concerns about the service. Democrats Elizabeth Warren and Peter Welch expressed worries about the privacy of private health data in a letter to the company. They cited a Washington Post investigation revealing users' data rights being signed away. And President Biden's job approval numbers are up. A new Gallup poll puts the president's approval rating at 43%. John Schaefer, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The name of the book is Ending Fear, the 7R Formula for Fearless Awakening, How to End the Blame, Shame, and Guilt Game and Recover Your Joy, Power, and Inner Peace. Wow, that sounds great. He joins us on Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And, boy, we had a great off-air conversation, Tom. Really, we did. And you've pulled this together where you talk about fear and how it arises and how to handle situations. What led you to writing this book? What was your motivation?
Well, Kate, I wrote this because I know firsthand how devastating the effects of fear can be on anyone's quest for long-term happiness and inner peace. As a child, I was terrorized by the recurring nightmare of witnessing the murder of my twin sisters. I had to live with the fact that I had done nothing to stop it. Fear had rendered me incapable of responding to any situation in any way. I was frozen on those steps. To escape from that nightmare has been my quest ever since. And because of this, I've spent a lifetime dedicating to the study of and management of fear. In my book, Ending Fear, I combine psychological and scientific research to support the 7R formula for fearless awakening. And that allows myself and others to break free from their fears.
Wow. So what a lifelong journey, though, for you. I mean, to have to overcome that. How, you know, ultimately in doing that, in that quest, that helped you break through to find that peace after witnessing something horrific?
Yeah. Can I tell you another little personal follow-up story on that?
Sure.
Okay. Well, when I was 20, I heard the distant screams of a woman. Now, rather than being frozen in fear, I was able to run towards a high-rise parking structure. I entered that stairwell, and I started climbing up those stairs. I heard someone else coming down. As I turned the corner, my eyes spotted her face, full of terror. Suddenly, from above, her attacker entered the stairwell. When he spotted me, he stopped, but I didn't. I was able to bring her back to safety. She was not raped or killed. Those childhood nightmares have long ceased. And what was the difference? Over those intervening years, I had taken the time to face my fears and learn the skills needed to be able to respond differently. Negative experiences have a way of repeating themselves. There's a lesson they're designed to teach you. You are not the product of your past. Just because you can't do something today doesn't mean that you can't do it tomorrow. Realize that your future is not predetermined. Rather than remain trapped in the past, learn to use those past experiences to provide valuable feedback so that you can make the necessary mid-course corrections so that you can create a different future and break that cycle of fear.
Wow, so well said. Tell us about the 7R formula. We're not going to tell everyone everything, but give us some of that so people listening to this can take that away and get your book.
Oh, okay. Well, the 7R formula for Fearless Awakening provides a blueprint and the tools needed to create a thought system that's not based on fear. In that book, I show you how to use the mind science behind fear to overcome your fears and to start living a happier, meaningful life that really aligns with your authentic self. With it, you learn your life's purpose, how the world of perception actually works, your role in what I call the creation cycle, and how to change this cycle and thus eliminate fear at its source. My goal is for you to become the deliberate creator of your own self-identity so that you'll be able to start living authentically with that new self that you envision.
Wow, and what's the power of that? That's that blame, the shame, the guilt game, or cover your joy, your power, and inner peace. And you know this, Tom, that people carry around lots of blame and lots of shame and lots of guilt. And it can be for just all kinds of things that have happened to them. And you found, which you saw how you overcame that in your life, how it really holds you back, doesn't it?
Yeah. The thing that we want you to realize, or I'd like you to realize, is that you're not the problem. Instead, you've been wrongly taught that fear keeps you safe. Your fears only guarantee that you'll play it small. You'll be an observer rather than a proactive advocate for your own life. When you live in fear, you watch opportunities pass you by while you live basically an uninteresting life. You fail to live up to your potential or pursue your dreams. There's never been anything wrong with you, but you need a new plan that stops fear from ruining your life. And, you know, you're made to soar and to break free from the bondages of fear. And I hope this book, and I know this book will do it.
Yeah, for you in writing the book, there had to be joy in that. What was that process like?
Well, the process was actually fairly quick once I realized that that's what I was going to, you know, focus upon. Originally, I was more going to be dealing with creation and how to become the creative source of your life. But I realized that that wasn't the problem. People didn't realize that they didn't know that fear was really holding them back. They've been taught that fear kept them safe. They've been taught just like I, that I was a worthless piece of crap. And all those childhood misperceptions, opportunities for moving in the right direction of your life, you just got all that gunk that you carried forward. So I realized that we had to break that cycle, and people had to know that the problem really all centered on their erroneous beliefs about themselves. So, you know, the STAR formula actually is comprised of 7 steps. And so the 7 steps are realize, recognize, relationships, responsibility, reinterpret or reframe, revolt, and restructure. Those 7 key words help trigger an appropriate response to help stop fear in its tracks. The 7 steps really can be grouped into 3 categories. The realize and recognize step deals with the why, who, where, and when questions that must be addressed before you can hope to end fear in your life. The next 3 steps, the relationship, responsibility, reinterpret, all deal with what I call the creation cycle. Life is the creation cycle. It generates all your experiences. Unfortunately, we've never been taught the rules of the game. So you've got to learn those rules so that you can break free from those negative cycles. The last 2 steps, revolt and restructure, provides the know-how to end fear in your life. Revolt deals with the overthrow of your current fear-based thought system, your erroneous beliefs about yourself. The restructure step then will provide a new set of beliefs that are designed to prevent past and move and remove fears and keep it from arising in the future.
And I love what you said about playing it small and fear and how people rely on fear. But when you break through that, as you told your story of going right into the parking structure and then what happened and how significant that was, and I'm sure there are other milestones in your life, what does that feel like when you're able to shed that?
Well, it's obviously empowering because now you're able to tap into a creative source that everybody has, but people don't realize that it's there available to them. And why isn't it available? It's because they've been taught to play it small, that their fear are things that protect them instead of keeping them stuck in really that world of not going for your dreams, watching those opportunities pass you by, and always being concerned. You know, one of our problems is the fact that we originally were born, we're born to be learners. And if we look at the research, we'll see that whenever they test children, and the first time they can really test children for creativity is about the age of 4 or 5, 90% of the children, according to the test, turn out to be highly creative. 2 years later, when they retest them, they find that only 10% now score as highly creative. What happened in those 1 or 2 intervening years? It's that they've been transferred from that explorer, that learner, and told that they're an earner and that they need to get the right answer. They're not to explore and think for themselves. They're supposed to regurgitate what they're told. And they learn to behave, not to do this, not to do that. No, they can't. And so they stop and start falling into a shell, and their fear starts binding them. And they learn that it's not safe to actually try and be your own authentic self.
Wow, perfect place to end this. The book, Ending Fear, the 7R Formula for Fearless Awakening, How to End the Blame, Shame, and Guilt Game and Recover Your Joy, Power, and Inner Peace, Thomas R. Wakechild. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, well, thank you, Kate.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
But when I was a kid, I had kind of this thing about what was coming at me, like what was under the bed. So I love the title of this book. We had a great off-air conversation, and she joins us on Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. The name of the book is Under the Bed, Fred, Every Child's Nighttime Superhero. Michelle Toole, thanks for hopping on.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you.
You and I talked off the air, and we really did. We had such a lively conversation about this. What was it that led you to write this book?
Well, you know, like I told you, I was a nanny for one of the coolest little kids ever. And he would come home from preschool, and he was supposed to take a nap. And his name is Jack. And he said to me, because we miss Mimi, because Mimi's my nickname, and he'd say, Miss Mimi, I'm scared. Would you lay down with me? And I'm like, well, yeah, Jack. I said, what are you afraid of? He said, the monster's under the bed and in my closet. And I said, buddy, I said, it's cool. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll stay with you. I said, but you really don't need me. I said, because under your bed, you have a superhero, and his name is Fred. And I said, when you go to sleep, he comes out, and he does his job, and he chases off the monsters and the bad guys. Of course, being 3 years old, he looked under the bed, and I told him, you can't see him. He's in an apartment under your bed. He only comes out when you're asleep, and as soon as you wake up, he's off duty, and he goes back to watching his TV or whatever he does, and he lives under your bed. Of course, being 3 years old, he bought that, so it all worked out pretty well.
And then what made you decide, hey, this would be just a great children's book?
Well, you know, I started talking to people, you know, because being a nanny and also having being around little kids and stuff all the time, it's pretty common. You know, they're afraid of stuff in the closet. They're afraid of stuff under the bed. I was too. I mean, I would lay there really, really still because I was sure that if I moved, it was going to come out and get me. So, you know, that was part of it. But every little kid has this fear. And I just thought, you know, all of us feel like we want to be watched over. And the best way to do that is to give them a superhero who could combat whatever happens, you know. And like I said, little kids are great because, I mean, especially really little kids, because you can tell them anything. And especially if they love you and trust you, they believe you. So,
absolutely.
And after that, we didn't need what they called his pacifier, a boppy. And I'm like, he's 3 years old. He doesn't need a boppy. So we lost the fear of monsters under the bed, and we lost the boppy all at the same time. So it all worked out for all of us.
Yeah, boy, that family must have loved you.
Yeah. Actually, when he went to school full time is when I had to leave them. And it's really funny because his dad said, we're going to have to find another nanny. And I said, it won't be too hard. And he goes, yes, it is, Mimi. He said, you're really, really good. I don't know if we're going to find another one like you. And I said, well, thank you very much, but I got to work full time.
Yeah.
So there you are.
Wow. How neat. So tell us about Fred. Tell us about the character, because for somebody listening to this and they think, wow, this is an intriguing book. I can get this. I can give this at a baby shower. I can get this for my own kids. I can get this for grandkids or other kids that I know. Tell us about the character.
Well, you know, again, Fred is a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
He has a friend he hangs out with. She hasn't quite fully gotten her act together. Her name's Clarissa, and she lives in the closet. And they hang out together. But, yeah, Fred, he lights up, and he comes out from underneath of the bed and from his apartment, and he can sit and he can hang anywhere. He can sit on your curtain rod. He can sit on the headboard. He can lay in the bed with you. And he lights up, and he talks, and he tells everybody, don't worry about this. I got this. You know, whatever's going to come after you, I'm Fred the superhero, and they're not going to mess with me because they all know who I am.
Yeah, when you write a children's book, a lot, obviously the story is huge, but also the illustration. That's why I asked you about the character, and you really fleshed that out for us. So in trying to put that in a book and coming up with the cover, what was that process like?
Well, it really wasn't very difficult. I mean, two little boys that I was a nanny for 5.5 years, they were really into superheroes. You can pretty much ask me anything about the Avengers and the Marvels because, sadly, I know. So I've been exposed a lot to this whole superhero thing. You know, and kids will actually, I actually sit and color and draw with my kids, and I'd say, what is that? And they say, oh, that's the monster that lives under my bed. And I would say, well, you know what? I got a guy, and you got a guy, and I said, he lives under your bed. And so the kids would basically tell me or show me or draw for me what was haunting them. You know, so it kind of rolls around in your brain, and you start doodling, and you start thinking about stuff. And it's like, okay, what would really be scary if I was 2 or 3 or 4 years old? You know, and that's where that came from. Of course, Mom and Dad can't be there all the time. They should read the book, you know, Dad is here. But in the meantime, like I said, every little kid's like, oh, well, you can't leave me. So, like I said, the monsters and stuff are kind of developed from other little kids that I've nannied and mentored because, like I said, we sit, we color, we draw, we talk. Yeah, I love children because they have no filters. And they'll tell you exactly what they think, and they'll tell you exactly what they're afraid of. And sometimes you can say, well, can you draw me a picture of what your monster is? And they say, oh, well, this is how it looks. So I can't say that it was completely me because I did get some help from the little people in my life.
I like that. Draw, color, and talk. That sounds really fun to do. I think some adults could use that. So you've said this, Michelle, in our conversation, but what do you, as now a children's author and having it out there in the world, what do you hope the takeaway is for this book, for anybody that gets it?
Well, you know, I hope that they can embrace the whole idea to show their kids that there's really nothing to be afraid of. And I really feel like the book when, you know, children are very visual, you know, and if you sit down with them and they can actually see that they can visualize this actual being under their bed, I believe that, you know, they're just going to be, oh, okay, it's cool. And like I said, kids will believe anything. And by showing them, this is Fred, and he is real. you know, they tend to, I've given the book to a couple different people. I talked to one of my friends yesterday that's got four kids. All of them have issues. They're adopted. And she said, Mimi, she said, your book is amazing. She said, my little guy who would just not go to bed, she said, I sit and I read that book every single night to him and show him the pictures. And she tells him, see, your Aunt Mimi's taking care of it. Look, she knows Fred, and Fred is here, and you can go to sleep. And that's basically what I want to tell the parents is, you know, them being able to read something, see something, you know, they're like, oh, okay, then this is real. Because when you just tell kids something, they're like, okay, but just like anybody else, if you can actually show them, and like I said, little kids are really very accepting. They're like, oh, okay, yeah, I buy this. Yes, there's Fred, and I know that I'm okay. Yeah, and as I told you when we talked initially, I eventually want to get to the point where I can actually produce a doll so that the kids can have something to play with and hold on to. My vision is that he's a nightlight, a plush nightlight, and so they can play with him, they can hold him, and if they're afraid of the dark, they can just flip that switch and turn that LED hair on to hot pink and hot red, and they know that he's on duty and that he's watching over them.
Ooh, I love that idea. A special game to switch hair colors, etc. That would be really, really neat. The name of the book, again, is Under the Bed, Fred, Every Child's Nighttime Superhero. We're speaking with Michelle Toole. You can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Did this also whet your appetite for doing more books?
Yeah, actually, it does, Kate. They've actually asked me, you know, what else do you have in the pipeline? And I said, well, I got Clarissa, the closet keeper. And I said, she's more for the little girls. She's, you know, little girls love pink and purple, and they love hair bows and necklaces. So what's next in the whole series here, which is kind of what I'm moving ahead with or trying to move ahead with, is that, okay, now here's a character that hangs out with Fred, but little girls can relate because, again, instead of a cape, she's got on a pearl necklace with a big C on it. She's got the ballet slipper. She's got, you know, the bows in her hair, and she lives in a very sweet, very feminine apartment in each kid's closet. And I think that's what little girls are going to be drawn to, that I think more so even than Fred. I mean, Fred is great, but again, just having been around so many children for so long, they're going to gravitate towards Clarissa. And that's basically the next one that we're working on next. It's kind of in the pipeline.
Yeah.
I just didn't finish it because I had to get Fred. I had to get Fred up and moving.
That's right. And so Fred's moving, so she's next. I love it. And I like the whole idea, and especially, you know, because as having been a nanny, you can really relate to these kids, like you said, telling them to, let's see it, draw it, color it, and taking that fear away. And that's a big fear for a lot of kids, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, I was afraid of it.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I'm sure there was something under my bed, and I was sure that if I covered up my head and I just lay really, really still and breathe very shallowly, that it wouldn't know I was in bed and it wouldn't come out, you know? So, I mean, I think every little kid has that genuine fear, especially a lot of kids have a fear of the dark.
Yeah.
You know, and Fred basically will illuminate that darkness for them as well, you know?
Yep, so. I can relate. Perfect place to end this. Michelle, thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate it, Kate.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.